Page 12, Exercise 2.
The Story of Genes. In 1848, someone discovered gold in California, and soon thousands of people were travelling to the west coast of the USA. One of these people was a German immigrant called Levi Strauss. He was only 24 years old when he arrived in San Francisco. He wasn't looking for gold. He was a wholesaler. He imported goods and sold them to small shops. Strauss used to sell a lot of cloth to a tailor in Nevada, a Latvian immigrant called Jacob Davis. Davis made clothes for the gold miners and railway workers. They needed strong clothes, but it was hot in California, so woolen trousers were no good. Davis used to make most of his trousers from denim. This was made of cotton, and it was very strong, but it was also soft and comfortable. People called it denim because it originally came from Nîmes in France. De Nîmes means from Nîmes. However, the trousers weren't strong enough for one of Davis's customers, so Davis decided to make them stronger. He used copper rivets on the pockets and other places, and so invented jeans. Soon, other tailors started to make jeans too. Davis wanted to protect his idea, but he didn't have enough money for a patent. So he wrote to Levi Strauss. Strauss paid $68 for the patent, and the two men became business partners. Their blue jeans were so popular that they soon had to build a factory to produce them. For the next 100 years, people only wore jeans as work clothes. But then, in the 1950s, film stars like James Dean and pop stars like Elvis Presley wore them, and they became very fashionable. Teenagers loved them because their parents didn't used to wear them. Today, jeans come in all kinds of styles and colours. Designers also use denim for shorts, jackets, shirts, skirts, dresses, hats, suits. In fact, everything except socks and underwear. You can even have denim shoes and boots.